Hey, what's up? It's Overslept with Chris Laker. It's 12:43 p.m. Saturday. So last night we were at Governor's. Fun time. It's a fun club. Out there on Long Island. Long Island is it's an interesting place. You know, reminds me of Staten Island, although Staten Island is an actual island. Long Island is a big chunk of a nut of an island. Brooklyn and Queens are on the same island, so it's like, why you're not the aunt, but why try to make sense out of it? I'm a little tired 'cause got home late and then slept till 12:30, or you know, till now. I did get up a few minutes ago. Cats had to get fed, or you know, it's like just because I don't feel like getting out of bed doesn't mean that they shouldn't. They should have to wait till this podcast is over to get fed. You know, that's irresponsible. You know. Kevin was Facebook messaging me yesterday. He was thinking after I talked about my what was it? Because I was talking about that festival where they eat dogs that got canceled, and what's the difference between eating dogs and eating a cow? Although I did have some reasons that I thought it was different. He said that he was going to suggest that I take a 1 month vegetarian challenge based on what I was saying. Because I think meat is wrong and it's tasty. It's wrong though. I understand that. And then I was like, no way. I had just eaten a great steak the other night. It was like, and I was like, I'm not going to stop eating that. And then he's saying he took it 23 years ago and hasn't been a meat eater since. He took a 1 month challenge 23 years ago and been a vegetarian this whole time. But yeah, I think that I don't want to be. I mean, I want to be. It is like the quitting smoking issue. Before I quit smoking, the real issue, the real problem was I didn't want to. It's the wanting to want to quit that is hard, because cigarettes are the best. I still sort of miss them, and but it's been going on 4 years since I had a cigarette. Well, I've had in the past 4 years, I've probably smoked, I'm gonna say no more than three cigarettes. And I did not have even a drag off one for like at least 2 years. And now I don't, I haven't, I probably won't have one again for a long time. I don't know. But they are great, and I encourage you to keep up with it if you're a smoker. Stick with it as long as you can. It's just the if they could tell you that those the vape things were okay, like if there was doctors that did thorough testing, like yeah, this doesn't do anything wrong to you, even though it's supposed to, it's a kind of douchey. I think it would just bring back the cigarettes. I ain't fucking with it. You know. Okay. So let's check out the news. Thanks for the suggestion, Kevin. By the way, for the that could happen. Vegetarian challenge. Not happening today, though. Man, fucking meat is so good. All right. What's going on in the news? Breaking news. Well, of course, crazy shit's going on in the news, but with Trump, Jesus, that guy can't catch a break. I mean, I saw this thing, Bill Maher says he bet like some guy on his show that used to be a Trump guy. He used to work for Trump. Now he's like just bet that he Bill Maher doesn't think Trump will make it to Christmas is my point. And man, if it takes that long, I'd be actually surprised. But I'm surprised by lots of things. I don't know anything. Instagram ranked worst social media for young people's mental health. That doesn't seem right. What is it? Instagram is the worst social media site in terms of its impact on mental health of young people. Reports have suggested. Well, there's that. This is probably funded by the people over at Twitter. Recommendations include introducing pop-ups. I don't know. I don't know why it's supposed to be. Maybe it's because it seems like the nicest one out of the. Okay, if you think if it's social media, is you got Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And Instagram is the most popular. And it's nice. It's just pictures. But I guess it's you see people doing things that you wish you were doing. I don't know. Protester says Turkish president's bodyguard choked her. Oh, that's... There was like protesters over at the... Well, I'm sure it happened, but you know what we learned from Lethal Weapon 2, diplomatic immunity. They ain't gonna do shit. But the Turkish president's bodyguards were attacking the protesters. And we're not gonna do nothing about it. Texas Senate approves law banning texting while driving. It was allowed till now? That is... pretty... that's shocking that there's a place where it's... I thought it was the most illegal thing you could do. It was, would be looking down at your phone while you drive. I mean, I don't drive a lot, so it's easy for me to preach. But that's it's terrible. But I've been in the car while people do it. It's scary as shit, and it's like, yo, man, stop it. I had to. I know today's not going to be that good, and I'm going to have to get going in a minute because I got shit to do and have to. I mean, it's already, I have to leave in like an hour and a half to go to Brooklyn and then go to Long Island. So I can't really spend a lot. I'll do a couple more stories and we'll get out of here. Notre Dame student to walk out during Pence's commencement speech. Well, I honestly just started reading that. I didn't know. That it was going to be like this Pence. Of course they will. Steve Harvey accused of torturing his ex-wife in $60 million lawsuit. Now, this is Steve Harvey, who doesn't love Steve Harvey, host of Family Feud, and he seems so happy and good, and then he tortured his Family Feud host. Former spouse says she was threatened, arrested, and placed under gag order to protect his public image. He's a monster. Oh, man. You know, it's like you can't trust anybody. That's the point of that. That's the lesson of today. Don't trust anybody, not even Steve Harvey. Total bummer. All right, listen, I'm going to go because, like I said, I got shit to do. But this is a short one. But it wasn't that good, so at least it's over. Talk to you guys tomorrow. We love you.